The voice of reason. The voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
Continuing now with the conversation, Grover Norquist here. One of my favorite guests, by the way. Grover, you're right up there. You get gold star territory when you're on here, just so we're clear on that.
I appreciate that.
Well, you know, you're so knowledgeable, and you've been in all of these places, and you've moved in circles, and you're able to give us a perspective that not many people can, because you've been in meetings with, you know, the movers and the shakers and the power brokers. I want to touch on Medicare for All. And the reason I want to touch on, one of the things that's going on here is, you know, the strike against General Motors continues. I think it's day 15 now. A lot longer than I anticipated it would last, but we're into week three now of the strike. Maybe it's going to come to an end in the next couple of days, maybe not. But one of the things that's important and near and dear and close to the hearts of union members are these Cadillac healthcare plans. I mean, these are a big deal because when times are tight, unions negotiate for better bennies. I mean, the bennies are all the rage, you know, the benefits you get. And under these deals being put forth by Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez and others, and even Elizabeth Warren and all these others, these union members will lose those Cadillac health benefits, won't they? They try to not talk about it. Elizabeth Warren refuses to say that the middle class will get hit with a devastating huge tax increase. But Bernie's not shy. Yeah, you're going to lose that. We're going to take that away. And union members reject that idea out of hand. But here they are pretending to be in solidarity and lockstep with them during this union walkout. But really, it's just not true, is it?
It's not. Under Obama, they passed a law that said they were going to tax at about 30% all of those very lucrative, beneficial, expensive union contracts for healthcare.
The Cadillac plans.
They call them Cadillac plans because for younger people, Cadillac was the very expensive car, right? And that's a way of saying, you know, the 1% in insurance. And unions have, over the years, gotten themselves very expensive, very lucrative, very big health care benefits because those aren't taxed compared to union wages. And the Democrat position is actually to wipe that out and take that away. Now, you have to do that while explaining to union members somehow what you're doing without explaining, because they don't like to talk about it. And you haven't exactly seen this talked about all the time.
Right.
But when you go to Medicare for All, you will take a union member, grab him by the shoulder, shake him, and say, your health care benefits, which are much more valuable, expensive, extensive than anybody else's, will be taken away, taken away, taken away, taken away. And you'll be given the post office version that everybody else has, the generic version of healthcare. It's possible that some union members think everybody has the sort of gold-plated Cadillac healthcare that they
have. But they don't.
But they don't. And the unions... You remember when Obama got it, they had this little thing in there saying you can get an exemption from the requirement
right.
to go into health care. And all the unions went and said, we don't want Obamacare. That's crap compared to what we have. It should have been a wake-up call to the rest of us that if the unions thought Obamacare was ridiculous, unhelpful, not valuable, that maybe we should have seen that too.
Yeah. I think we did see that, you and I, Grover. I think we had that pegged from the beginning. But my point being is, first of all, I don't think impeachment's particularly popular. The Democrats are trying to push this narrative that somehow the tides have turned and America's on board with impeachment. Not from anybody I've talked to and not from the numbers I've seen. Not here in Michigan, not that I've seen. The people that are anti-Trump are still anti-Trump. The people that are pro-Trump supporters are still pro-Trump supporters. And I haven't seen the independents swing wildly against Trump. I haven't seen it yet because there's nothing here that seems to support that narrative. I mean, what crime has the man committed? He has said, look into corruption in Ukraine. Yes, does that involve Joe Biden and his kid? There it is. What else is there?
Who's pushing this? One argument is it's everybody in the Democratic Party who's running for president other than Joe Biden, because what Joe Biden and his son did is inexcusable. That you know, a guy gets a $50,000 a month contract with an energy company
in Ukraine. No experience.
He doesn't speak Ukrainian. He doesn't know anything about energy. If he's a Joe Biden Democrat, he doesn't like energy. What are you talking about? And, you know, if he was paying attention, he'd remember this, you know, energy's icky.
Sure, yeah. Destroying the world, right. Anyhow, yes, it's good work if you can get it. Fact of the matter is, can you imagine? I mean, Bill Maher nailed this on Friday. The kid's getting $600,000. If any of the Trump kids had been involved with such a thing, that's all that Rachel Maddow would talk about 24 hours a day. That would be all you would hear about from the media. And nobody in the media seems the least bit curious about the Biden connection to Ukraine and all the money flying around and everything else. I'll give you the last word, Grover.
They're not curious because they know exactly what it is. They see how corrupt it is. And it is it tells you everything you need to know about every left of center journalist who didn't look into this, who did nothing when it was happening.
Nothing to see here.
This was not a complete secret at the time.
Right.
This was, you know, this was corruption out in front for everybody to see. They didn't care. They didn't want to know.
And they still don't.
And they still don't. And now this is a reason to go after the president. You can imagine this is a reason to go after the president because Biden and his family were corrupt. And by the way, the one person who knew about this all the time because he had the CIA and FBI and that sort of thing was Obama.
Of course. And gotta leave it right there. Gotta leave it right there, Grover. But great conversation. Always good to have you here. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform President. Look forward to talking to you sometime again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. 52 after on a Monday. Sit tight.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.